Daddy Lakey Show on Triple M around the country. The love lines are open.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's time for Radio Tinder.
No, we will not be having the whinnying tonight.
You know, I start to whinny like a horse when I get excited during Radio Tinder.
Calm it down. It's been 10 seconds.
I've got a good feeling about tonight. This is where a single lady who slides into the DM says, my heart yearns for a man or woman. It's 2020. And they're willing to bear all on the radio, hoping that their Prince Charming or Princess Charming, it's 2020, is out there listening somewhere. Thinking, oh, I don't mind who's on the line right now. Oh, yeah, there's a bit of that. There's a bit of that in me. And I'd like a bit of me in that. Sorry.
Okay, it's not about you.
No, not me. No, I was playing the role of Prince Charming or Princess Charming. It's 2020. Let's meet tonight's Radio Bachelorette. She's 26 years old, big and bougie. Ooh, I'd like to get to know what that word means. Mediterranean, brown hair, disability support worker. Been single for 2.5 years. It's Talia. Welcome, Talia.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Yep, Winnie's are right on point tonight. Ooh. What's the word bougie mean? I've heard it in circles before, but I've never quite understood the definition.
Look, neither do I, but I just like to describe myself that way.
It's fun to say.
It sounds bougie.
It's fun to hear. Even the spelling itself, B-O-U-J-E-E, is fun to look at. So
when I Googled it, it says aspiring to be a higher class than one is.
Oh, does that apply to you?
Oh, look, probably not, but let's roll with it.
Ooh, did a couple of things down at the local pub that I wasn't proud of last New Year's, so I guess yes, I've been trying to build back my rep since. I'm bougie.
I'm very bougie.
So 2.5 years of singleness. Why all of a sudden are you into a man again? Are you looking to settle down in a relationship? Are you looking for a casual fling thing? Are you looking to see where things go?
Anything that comes along at the moment, I'll give a shot.
Maybe a nice lockdown lobster.
Could be. Look, I'm not holding out for anything in particular, but we'll see how it goes.
Do you have a type of man that you would swipe right to with your finely manicured fingers on Tinder?
They're not finely manicured because I just finished playing netball. So
trim those nails back, girls. Trim the nails. Let me check. Foot up. Let me check for studs. Studs. No piercings. All right, girls, let's play. Wing defense, I'm watching you. Fair enough. Well, you like to remain active. That's great. So, Mediterranean. So, if you were a piece of food in the Greek salad, what would you be? Capsicum, tomato, olive, cube of feta?
I think I'd be the juicy plump tomato.
The juicy plump tomato. Absolutely. Well, it beats a bitter olive. I've dated a few bitter olives in my day.
No, olives are disgusting.
Yeah. I love olives.
Well, don't mind. Well, pitted. Nothing worse than biting into an olive that hasn't been pitted.
Suck around it.
Of course suck around it. Yeah, don't go searching for the pit. But when you're under the impression that it's pitless, but it's still pitted, not a good feeling. Worse than biting a fork. So write that down on the whiteboard for next week, the top 5 worst things to bite into on the Danny Lakey Show.
Okay. Olive, full stop.
What's an age range tonight for 26-year-old Talia, which is a ripe old age, by the way? It's the perfect age. It's literally...
Is it, though?
Yeah. No, I read an experiment. Scientists have pinpointed the hottest age you can be, and it's 26. Women peak looks-wise. So this is not a joke.
Actually?
At 26, because you start getting hot around... Well, let me say for legal reasons, 18. And then come 26, you're over the hump. But it's not a rapid decline. It's not a rapid fall from grace.
I really hope not, because I'm 27 in 2 months. No. Talia, when are you 27?
Oh, June next year. So
okay, you've got time. You've got time, Dale.
We've got a little bit of time still, but strike while the iron's hot, boys. I reckon Talia's on for a man. So can we span the age range from 18 all the way to 88 and just throw it out there?
Lord, no.
What do you mean?
Go on.
40?
40? I think I heard 48 is what I heard.
I think I heard 52.
No. Well, let's just see who comes to me.
Yeah, exactly. Well, 133353. If you like the sound of Talia, want to get to know her, Radio Tinder, how it works, she'll ask you a question, you answer. If she likes your response, she might swipe right on you. We'll send you off to the movies. You can go and watch Bill and Ted. They're back in their bodacious new adventure. Don't miss Bill and Ted Face the Music in Cinemas September 10. He who risks it can get the woman biscuit on Triple M tonight. You think of a couple of questions, Talia. We'll try and find a couple of men.
Certainly will.
Radio Tinder, 133353. Lads, a lady needs a man. And get some calls on next. Danny Lakey Show.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Around the country on Triple M, it's the Danny Lakey Show, trying to find a bit of love in the air tonight.
Swipe left, swipe right. It's time for Radio Tinder.
An optimistic Winnie before we get Talia back on the line. Try and meet her Prince Charming, her beau of the ball. Talia, we've got a couple of lads on hold. It's up to you to swipe left on one and to swipe right on one. These are some of the finest gents in the land. For those who just joined
us.
Are you sure? Yeah,
I'm sure. Have you screened them?
Yeah, I got them to send through three forms of ID and a Medicare card.
Fantastic.
Can vouch.
Fantastic.
They're hot.
What about a credit card?
Yes, but no CVC number, so pointless.
Bummer.
Let's meet man number one, Jason. He's 26. He's a personal trainer. He's 6 foot, got black hair, brown eyes, likes hanging with mates, watching movies and footy. Been single for a year and a half. Fellow J-Train.
Hey. Hey, mate, how you going?
Oh, he sounds like his name has the same same letters that stands for July, August, September, October, November. What's your question to Jason, Talia?
Jason, are you dominant in the bedroom?
I'd say I'm dominant.
You're definitely dominant, or you'd say you're dominant?
Definitely dominant, not submissive.
Okay.
Well, he's dominant in the conversation as well.
Yeah.
What sort of dom moves would you pull, J-Train?
Probably don't want to disclose it over the radio, to be honest.
Yeah, ooh. Classic dom, keeping me very keen and submissive in the background.
Keeping you on your toes. Oh.
Yes, master. Whatever you say, master. Can wait all night for your master. Thanks, Jazz. Let's meet guy number two. This is Pete. He's 23, so a couple of young springbok in the Savannah tonight. 23-year-old carpenter. He's Egyptian. Luscious.
Okay.
Luscious build. All right, we'll quiz him on that, just like we quizzed you and your bouginess. Muscular build. Loves going to the gym and having a good party. Been single for a year. These are very similar cats. Hey, Pete. Mm.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Oh, now this is a guy
Pete.
Who sounds like he
hey.
Can cuff me.
What's happening?
Whoa. Talk us through this luscious build.
Oh, mate, you got to see it to believe it. I'll tell you that from now.
Whoa, crazy. What's your question to Pete, Talia?
Talia, I'm ready for anything. Let's go.
Wow. What is your favourite sex position?
What was that? Sorry, everyone's cutting out.
What is your favourite sex position?
Favourite sex position? Okay. Again, you're going to have to try to see what's going on.
All right. I've done enough of this jolly dominant dance. All right.
We're dancing around the subject.
People are very much just ballet dancing around. Oh. Well, won't you have to wait and see? You got to wine me and dine me before you're 69, me. Well, I don't know. I'd like to just hear just a warm-up posse from you. You don't have to give your full gold, Pete, but what would be the warm-up before you get down to biz?
Mate, legs up and straight inside.
Her legs up, I'm assuming.
Yeah.
All right. Well, look, you've got a couple of lads who claim to be pretty dominant in the bedroom, mm-hmm. with a shy, soft, and sensitive side as well. So this mm-hmm. is going to be hard to pick tonight. Who are you going to swipe right on? And potentially go on a date. You'll exchange social media details. We'll send you off to Bill and Ted Face the Music in season uh-huh. movie pass. Is it going to be Jason, the 26-year-old PT, or 23-year-old Pete, the Egyptian?
Uh-huh. I think I'm going to have to go with Jason tonight.
Oh, whoa. Didn't see it coming. Sportsbet had Pete at $1.43 with Jason at $2.70.
Jason just sounds like he knows what he wants.
Oh. But what about Pete? Bangs like an Egyptian. Jason, do you take Talia to be your lawfully wedded bougie girlfriend?
Yeah, I do.
Whoa! Nice! Nice, you too. Okay, well, from here, it's pretty much me and Pete really have nothing else more to do. Shuey Louie will exchange your social media details off the air. You guys will respectfully chat. Once Talia gives consent to send penile pictures, Jason, then you have permission to do so. We'll also give you an in-season pass to go see Bill and Ted where they face the music in cinemas September 10. All right, enjoy yourselves, guys. Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you so much.
God, can't wait to see what this game's all about. Jason talked a big one. Keep us posted. Danny Lakey Show.
The Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
Danny Lakey Show on Triple M.
The Danny Lakey Show's Miracle Multi.
Yes, this is Danny Lakey's Miracle Multi, and the Miracle Multi betting crew comes off the back of a punter who scored $400,000 on a 12-leg multi a couple of weekends back. I have summoned the finest Triple M listeners in the land, people who've got a proven record when it comes to tips in multis. They gave us a call last week with their tip-offs in their respected codes and sports that they follow very closely. They all hit. They all hit. It was only me who let the multi down. The old wild card. Classic wild card move.
So why have they still let you be the team leader?
Because I fund...
You're the shittest one in the team.
Yeah, but I fund the operation, Shuey Louie, and money talks in the multi.
Is it $20 a week?
I went a bit more wild this week.
Blakey.
$50, baby. $50.
Dollar bills, y'all.
Yeah, the wild card stepped out of the budget, guys. Beginner's luck. I actually also emailed my accountant saying, do you reckon if I did this each week, I could claim it as a business expense?
No.
And Foxy emails back saying, no, you can't do that because it's gambling. Nevertheless, it's all right. The wild card will continue to lay down slippery pineapples each week as long as my crew comes with me. And we're not in to win $400,000 this week. We're in to bet hard. We're in to bet serious. Because we're into win serious. So Chris, doesn't miss Chris, the NRL specialist in the crew. He sent a message to me on the group chat. Roosters to beat the Raiders on the form. It's stronger defensively and they're welcoming back Sonny Bill. So hopefully he gets a chance on the wing. $1.45. It's in the multi. Aussie Rules Aaron. He hit me up about an hour ago. He said, I think the Magpies can beat the Lions, but take them at the line at 21.5 just to be safe. I like this. I like it. He evens out my wild cardness. It's $1.50.
You have stack the, it on the multi. Biggest pip in your step. Like your feet are like dancing around little twinkle toes.
Well, I'm up and about because down at the track, Darren, who was born on the racetrack, has sent me in a very hot tip. He says, throw in Nature Strip this Saturday in the Concord Stakes. Favourite already and pulled a good barrier. Can't lose even if its ankle snaps in half mid-race. $1.35. Stack it on the multi. Xbox Becky, the esports expert, spends her life playing video games or watching video games. Kid you not. She says Astralis to beat Complexity Gaming in the best of three Counter-Strike match. They've lost to them once in the last six occasions. $1.64. It's in the multi.
And what have you got?
Well, the wild card has been perusing all the forms. And I was pretty close to putting my selection for the Queen from The Masked Singer to take it out on Tuesday night. But
are you joking?
Well, I'm just not sure she can get over the line against Bush Ranger. So I've held back on that one.
Thank God.
So the wild card move, tomorrow morning, Premier League's darts, Gerwyn Price to beat Daryl Gurney, $1.68. It's in the multi! $50 down at $8.67. You power play that bad boy up. If all five legs get up this weekend, $433.95 for the kitty. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Wow, that's not bad.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes on Monday. And all the crew, oh, God. A bit tense on the WhatsApp. I'll have to do a few wildcard things just to settle down. Moving into the weekend. We'll figure that out on Monday. We'll post that on the Danny Lakey Show as well. See if it gets up.